This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Seven after the hour, we're going to have a debate in this hour about who the sexiest man alive is. Jay and I and Victoria and Jennifer will all have our thoughts on that. In the meantime, also, we're going to, during the course of the hour, give safety training information for chainsaws. So for those of you who have a chainsaw, I'm sure Victoria has one somewhere. Jennifer, Jay, have you actually, have either any of you ever used a chainsaw?
Yes.
Nope. Sure. All the time.
Do you want to know why I used a chainsaw?
Yes,
this
Jennifer.
This is not like the, you know, the little
kind. Is this
kind,
a Carol
like,
Baskin kind of thing?
Yeah. I'm a man eater.
No tigers, these are chainsaws.
So they have like these mini chainsaws that you can use like for in-house use. Do you
yes.
know what I'm talking about?
Yes, I know.
Okay,
exactly.
So my
an in-home chainsaw?
As a matter of fact.
Not like the big ones that you have to have, like, the table and stuff like that to, like, saw things apart. But my mom years ago, this is when I was still living with her, was away. I can't remember where she was. But she ordered a Christmas tree from her high school because it was a fundraiser. And so it was delivered, and I couldn't bear the thought of leaving it just sitting there. I wanted to get it up and get it decorated. And the thing could not fit into the base that it came in. It was way too big. So I was going all over the house. I'm like, how am I going to figure this out? And I found this little chainsaw, and I cut the heck out of that tree. And it still didn't stand up in the stand, and I think we had to get a whole new Christmas tree.
Oh, no.
this
is not a good chainsaw story.
No.
Live Christmas trees. Yes. Okay. So
why the question?
Oh, because I just was thinking about chainsaws and how important they are to surviving on the farm, and I think you guys need a little more. I should have training sessions on the farm, bring you all here, and we can spend a weekend or two learning about how to do things, like use a chainsaw on the farm. How to use a bolt cutter. You know how to use a bolt cutter? Any of you?
No, I live in Manhattan, and, you know, well, we break into things a lot in Manhattan, so sure.
Yeah, but how big is your bolt cutter? That's the question. You can break into
None
stuff.
None of your business.
Thank you. All right, around the country, Oklahoma Supreme Court overturned a district judge's $465 million verdict against Johnson & Johnson for their opioid manufacturing and distribution, saying the drug maker did not violate the state's public nuisance law. Really? So, do they get retried? They are a nuisance. And opioids
well,
are more than a nuisance.
Yeah, they don't
They're
have to
deadly.
Pay the $465 million. It's interesting. This was an interesting ruling because this went to, they obviously took it to the Supreme Court of Oklahoma. So this was a 5-1 decision that said that the interpretation was wrong, the initial ruling. So they said that essentially the J&J opioids only made up 1% of all of Oklahoma's opioid prescriptions.
Ah.
Then they said, it's kind of interesting, I mean, then after that, they listed, I think, several reasons why they were reversing it. So that was number one, that it's only 1%. Number two is beyond when a doctor prescribes something, you know, the company can't be held liable forever, you know, which, I don't know, that was a little dicey to me. But, and then the other thing was that they didn't knowingly misrepresent themselves or opioids in advertising. So, I don't know. This is probably going to go, I'm sure someone's going to appeal this because this was one of the largest opioid settlements in history, $465 million going to victims. So, I don't know. But, I mean, the Sackler family, you know, they're the ones who made OxyContin. That's the big one. That's the one that really got everybody started on the opioid.
The company before they declared bankruptcy and put $6 billion here, there, and everywhere, right?
Sure. They were, the family, the Sackler family members,
great
I don't
family.
Know how they got
family
away
values.
With it.
Family values.
Yeah,
should be
I don't
a
know
TV
how they
show.
Got away with it.
Sackler
because everyone knew.
Family
were,
values.
Yeah. I mean, everyone knew they were withdrawing funds from the company. They were selling off stock. And it was, and that's what they did. They were able to shelter $6 billion. It's crazy.
Okay. So speaking of draining one's resources, after the announcement this past weekend of some of the nuance in the Build Back Better, the Joe Biden Build Back Better plan, the Biden Build Back Better plan, I like the alliteration, this analysis from a couple of different tax foundations has us now, if this plan is approved, we will be the highest tax country in the developed world. And not only countrywide, but this Organization for Economic Cooperation that examined this, the average tax rate will be 57.4% under the plan, and some states will get whacked even more. Guess what the number one state is going to get whacked, Jennifer?
California.
Take a guess.
California.
64.7%. The average person will be paying if you make over $500,000.
That's like the tax we know. That's the taxes that we've seen. The taxes that they're not counting are the inflation penalties that we're all facing right now. There's going to be a new report on inflation. Inflation is skyrocketing. That's a huge issue. And gas prices. The prices of gasoline are essentially a tax.
All kinds
on
of hidden
middle
taxes.
And
you're right.
Class.
Yep, absolutely. There's a there no more would be a 3% Medicare deduction, so you got to pay that. Large corporations, 15% minimum tax. I'm not opposed to corporations paying their fair share. And I don't really know, honestly. This, by the way, was done at the Wharton School of Business, in case you're wondering. University of Pennsylvania did the estimates of the plan. Let's see here. What else? Democrats assert the plan will cost $175 trillion over 10 years. And they're looking to raise $2 trillion to offset some other debts for other spending. Yeah, let's just keep spending.
But it's already paid for.
Yeah, right, exactly. Of course it is. Yeah, right. It's already borrowed for. So anyway, I just think that if you're a big supporter of all of this tax and spend stuff, we need to have some programs that will help certain policies in our country. No question about that. But the problem
I think there's
is
a lot of good stuff in the infrastructure. I know I'm in the minority.
I'm not even
here,
questioning that.
I think 30 years from now, I don't know that we're even going to look back on this and think, oh, remember how much we fought about it? I think people are going to realize it's
fighting.
Nice to drive over a bridge and not hold your breath.
But that's not the point of my issue here.
We'll be speaking
is the
Chinese
waste,
when we drive
the fraud,
over.
The corruption, the abuse, the waste in government, which amounts to like almost 40% of the we have to pay interest on the money we borrowed. We have entitlements that require us to have a great deal. I think, 30%? Can't mess with that. And we have waste, fraud, corruption, and abuse that amounts to close to 20%. So 20 cents on the dollar. If we ran this like an effective operation, then we wouldn't have to raise taxes. We have the money to, and that's what the incel view
is. Because otherwise the infrastructure you're building is infrastructure of government, not necessarily real infrastructure.
Right.
And look, to Victoria's point about bridges, everybody, I think most people anyway,
they're in horrible shape.
We need to fix bridges. We need to fix roadways. We need to fix airports. If you go into LAX, it looks like a third world country many of the time. But only 23 or 28, let's just say for the sake of argument, we'll give the benefit of the doubt. Let's say 28%. That's all of the bill that the bill covers in hard infrastructure. Everything else is programs, government programs, government
Pelosi
handouts,
programs.
government. And so, yes, hard infrastructure is something that we all agree on, but this bill doesn't necessarily fit the bill because it doesn't cover all of the hard infrastructure projects, or it could have been done for less if that's all they wanted to focus on.
All right, Matthew McConaughey has been vaccinated, but he says, I'm not so sure I want my children to be vaccinated. He's talking more and more like a candidate for the governor of Texas. Be an interesting race. I think it'd be interesting to see him as governor. But he said, I believe in adults getting the vaccine, but I'm not so sure I want my youngsters. He's got three children, 13, 11, and 8 years old. He's doing a lot of public sort of service stuff to expose himself. I mean that in the most positive sense, so that people will take him seriously.
He has exposed himself before in other ways.
I know he has.
Naked bongo drum.
We've all seen the bongos.
Right. So anyway, I just think when talking about Aaron Rodgers and whether he's a good influence or bad influence, is Matthew McConaughey a good influence or bad influence? I guess it depends on your point of view. His kids are kind of cute, actually. I'm looking at a picture of his kids. Is his wife Indian?
Mexican.
Yeah. She's Mexican? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Her name is Camila.
Yes.
And so anyway, I think that's what many people are questioning, and that's good. Questioning, understanding, knowing what you're doing, I think that's more, you know, just to say, okay, I'm going to get my children or anybody vaccinated. I didn't jump on the vaccine bandwagon until I really thoroughly understood and convinced myself that it was the right thing for me. Each and every individual needs to look at whatever the issue is here and understand, and I think I've said this enough so that it almost sounds like a broken record, but because it comes up every single day and we get into this sort of thing. By the way, as an aside, how much money do you think it's cost the federal government, i.e. you and me, taxpayer, to vaccinate everybody in the country or hopefully as many people as possible? Because we haven't paid for it. Well, we have through the tax machine. But do you know how much it's cost between what Pfizer's gotten, Moderna, J&J, you know? What it's cost?
No. Huh? I know Pfizer's earned billions of dollars. So
yeah, take a guess.
Exactly.
Just take a wild guess.
Probably $100 billion.
Not quite. Yeah, it's not quite. How about 49 at the moment.
So how can Pfizer make more than that? Because
it's worldwide sales.
That's yeah, they're selling it elsewhere besides America. Okay, I'm just talking about America. Yeah.
That's a lot of money. When it gets to billions, I see it all in coins.
It sure is. All right, the DJV download that you can listen to right this moment if you'd like to, but not, well, do it after we're off the air. If you didn't listen to the whole program yesterday, we talked about a lot of health news. We talked about Coachella and Stagecoach and the fact they're not going to require proof of vaccines at their events. We talked about Van Morrison being sued by the Northern Ireland health minister. Germany calling unvaccinated people the reason COVID is rebounding over there. There is a lot of focus on how many people have died here and there. We have a little gossip about Emilio Estevez and why he's not going into the Mighty Ducks, all connected to the COVID. Isn't it amazing how much COVID? Conversation about Alec Baldwin, the shooting off of the gun. I'm surprised somebody didn't blame that on COVID. And then we have a little sweetheart thing with J-Lo and Ben Affleck. They're smooching, and I wonder what it's like to kiss somebody who's a smoker. Okay, all that. DJV Show at DJVShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
I struggled with symptoms like frequent gas and stomach pain for years.
I was bloated all the time with daily diarrhea.
At first, I thought it was what I was eating.
I kept thinking it was stomach issues.
So I did my research and talked to my doctor, and we finally uncovered the truth.
It was actually EPI. Exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, is a condition where your pancreas is unable to help break down your food.
It can lead to symptoms like diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools.
And EPI symptoms can be confused with those of other common digestive conditions, like irritable bowel syndrome, Crohn's, and celiac disease.
So getting to the right diagnosis meant being more open with my doctor about the severity of my symptoms and how often they were happening.
But there's good news. EPI is manageable, so don't wait any longer. Use the symptom checker at identifyepi.com and schedule a visit or call with your doctor to ask,
Could I have EPI? Sponsored by AbbVie.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exogen.
If you're worried about your borderline blood pressure, hear how others are taking charge with Garlique Healthy Blood Pressure Formula.
Garlique works safely and naturally to support my blood pressure.
Garlique Healthy Blood Pressure Formula has a custom blend of garlic, vitamins, and minerals, so you know it works.
No garlic taste, no garlic breath.
Take charge of your blood pressure with Garlique Healthy Blood Pressure Formula. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural reference is only the garlic in the product.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Folks, it looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Nothing average about this program. We're all above the fray, if you will. It's the DJV program. I'm Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, and Jay Kirshner now to bring us up to date on some of the trending things. I've been seeing story after story after story after story about Alec Baldwin and what he wants next. I don't know. I'm still wondering whether they're going to finish this movie Rust.
No.
Not at all. Yeah,
it's done.
Done. Okay. So what
and
is
someone
he?
Someone got bitten by a brown recluse spider too. Did you hear about that?
Oh, jeez.
On the set of Rust?
No. Yeah, I don't know that I would put that one on Alec Baldwin, but
no, but like this movie just seems doomed. It was some guy ended up in the hospital because he got bitten by a spider. So it's just a lot of.
Was it an itsy bitsy spider?
No, it was a big brown poisonous one.
Ooh, yucka bunga. All right. So anyway, Alec Baldwin wants what, Jay?
He wants there to be actual police officers on sets to monitor weapon safety. He says that it shouldn't even be fully on the prop masters and armorers who, again, this is their job to do and be responsible
what do you need
for.
A policeman for?
But he wants the police officers to be the ones
I still like my idea. Because I think it's a unifier. I think there needs to be a member of the NRA on every movie set. And you know what? Because the NRA gets vilified, and they actually have very good weapons training programs. And why wouldn't you have somebody who could go and give training to the people on how to use firearms appropriately and how to care for them appropriately?
But the NRA versus most Hollywood actors, wouldn't that just set everything up for distrust
on
both
sides? But I think the point is that it might actually unify people a little bit. I mean, when do you start to really exchange people's ideas? When you befriend them, right? When you work together, when you have these moments. I mean, maybe this brings people together and brings some understanding instead of just more division all the time.
I bet the NRA wouldn't want to take that on, though, because the liability, it would all get passed to them if something like this happened.
Know. I still
it's not
like
a bad idea. I mean, I'm
certainly
just,
caused lots of concern and conversation.
Yeah, for sure. Mm-hmm. Way more so than police officers. Like, come on.
Yeah.
Alec,
well, there's not way too much to do. Way too much to do. Rather,
well, this would be a detail. This would be an extra, but it's still.
Yeah, and people need to be better trained. I mean, Hannah Gutierrez-Reed, who was the armorer on this, who clearly a rookie, and her legal team is saying that they're calling for sabotage, saying that somebody intentionally smuggled live rounds and they placed some of these live rounds in the box with the dummy rounds.
So who would
again,
do that? Why?
Whether that was true or not, they still look different. An armorer would know the difference. Yeah. Somebody who is doing their job
she
and checking
know
their gun.
What
sounds
like a plot.
This fully falls on this woman.
Yep.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right, speaking of falling on a woman, Ben Affleck and J-Lo were caught kissing. He was getting on a plane.
She was getting on a plane. They had quite a long embrace. They were smooching it up on the tarmac. And what really kind of got people going online was there's one photo where Ben makes this, like, really awkward face. His mouth is open. He almost looks like maybe a little bit of pain, maybe a little bit of ecstasy. And people were creating memes about what J-Lo said to him or, you know, what caused Ben to make this face. And the majority of people were like, she suggested they make Geely too, which was a film they made together.
All right, Geely, so here's where my mind goes. When I see this sort of thing, Ben Affleck is still a smoker. I don't think she is. So how is that? How do you kiss somebody, a non-smoker kiss a smoker?
She used to smoke.
Yeah, but this,
what was the recent film that she did?
Hustlers.
Yeah, her character smokes, and so she smoked during that time to kind of stay in character.
Yeah.
Sure.
Wow. She probably enjoyed kissing him after
she probably,
he smokes.
Yeah, I mean,
get a little bit of that taste
that
again.
Or rehab and casinos all night long. I don't know. I think she probably figured it's safer to choose to let him have cigarettes.
Well, and she has said that the only reason she stopped smoking was because she doesn't smoke nor drink to keep her skin looking youthful.
Yeah, well, not about her kids.
It does work.
All right, there it is, the update. Where are we? 28 past the hour, boys and girls.
Now that the school year is underway, do you know how your child is doing in math? At Mathnasium, each student is provided with a customized learning plan based on an individual assessment. They'll get the live face-to-face instruction they need, either in-center or online, to accelerate their math skills and take on the rest of the school year with confidence. Join over 1 million parents who have trusted Mathnasium to give their children an edge in math. To learn more and to schedule a free consultation, visit us at mathnasium.com. Mathnasium, we're changing lives through math.
At Ulta Beauty, we know getting ready for the holidays is what makes the holidays the holidays. That shimmering anticipation in the air, lighting the room with scents of the season, setting the perfect table. But now, it's time for you to get ready with the red lip that says, "It's so good to see you," and that gold shadow that makes you sparkle. So let's get ready to celebrate more, because it's moments like these that truly make up the holiday season. Ulta Beauty, the possibilities are beautiful.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
901-424-5280. 901-424-5280. That's 901-424-5280.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A federal judge on Wednesday uses the Americans with Disabilities Act to overturn Texas Governor Republican Greg Abbott's executive order banning mask mandates in Texas schools. U.S. District Court Judge Lee Yeckel barred Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton from enforcing Abbott's order. Kyle Rittenhouse testified Wednesday he was under attack when he killed two men and wounded a third with his rifle during a chaotic night of protest in Kenosha, saying, "I didn't do anything wrong, I defended myself." The judge in the case is considering a motion for a mistrial, as the prosecutor has been making major mistakes in his cross-examination of Rittenhouse. NASA says the moon's surface has enough oxygen to keep billions of people alive for 100,000 years. They say there's actually plenty of oxygen on the moon. It's trapped inside layers of rock and fine dust that covers the moon's surface. We just need to learn how to harness life's precious ingredient. USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen.
And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
As more states are taking a stand against President Biden's vaccine mandate that is costing Americans their job, Republican Governor Ron DeSantis from Florida tells Fox News a special session is being called next week in the Sunshine State to make plans on fighting the mandate.
We are going to have a special session next week. We're going to do a number of things. One, no Floridian is going to be able to be fired over these jabs. We want people to be able to keep their jobs and not be thrown out of work. We're providing protection. We're also going to ban any type of mandates for vaccines for school children. That's a parent's decision. That is not something that is going to be forced on children. And then, of course, we are fighting back against Biden's unconstitutional OSHA rule. We're in court in the 11th Circuit. The 5th Circuit's already ruled. I think the 11th's going to be positive as well. And so we're fighting them on all fronts. I think it's just pure politics. I think he obviously likes to attack Florida. And part of it is people in his administration have not really talked about this at all. I think they think if people know there's a treatment, it may mean some people won't get vaccines. The majority of the people that are getting these treatments in Florida are vaccinated. These are folks that have been vaccinated and then still get infected. And of course, this disproportionately affects elderly people in Florida. So having this treatment is absolutely the right thing to do. I hope that the northern states, as we see it rise in the north now and probably will throughout the winter, I hope that they will use it.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
After the hour is the time here. This is the DJV program. Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner. Something wonderful happens here every day when we are together. One other thing, speaking of time, if you want to know how daylight savings time affects your body, listen to our most recent podcast, the DJV Health Podcast. Jack Stockwell talks about what happens, the fact that people lose weight when they don't get too much sleep. Wait a minute, I got to turn this around. if you get enough sleep, you'll lose weight. If you don't get enough sleep, and this is what people are saying, oh, daylight savings time, I don't get enough sleep. Now, there's all kinds of ways that daylight savings time affects your body. And if you want to hear the explanation that's much better than what I just gave you, listen to the podcast, djvhealthshow.com, or wherever you get your podcasts. You can do that with any number of our podcasts. Okay, so the folks at NASA say they're going to delay the moon landing until 2025. And is that important? Well, the Trumpsters had moved the deadline for the landing from 2028 to 2024, But I guess people didn't think that it was going to be possible, people at NASA, to do that, so that's why they pushed it to 2025. I guess I would wonder, the only reason that it makes a difference, it would seem, is that the Chinese are trying to get up there before we are. That's really what, this is a thing between the Chinese, once again, and the Americans.
Yeah, we want to win.
Yeah, we want to win. We ought to be there first. We've already been there. We ought to know how to do it. So I guess I would ask, why is it taking so long if we, I mean, you don't want to use the old technology, but the other side of it is we've been there. Why reinvent the wheel? We know many of the things that are necessary, and certainly there's much more technology around today, the better science, if you will, to figure out how to do this. So what the heck is, if we can spend all this money on all these other things or waste all the money that we are, we ought to be able to have enough money to do this thing from the NASA point of view, get to the moon the right way. So I'm trying to figure out, and I don't hear any answers. Ask the questions, you get no answers. Why? Bill Nelson, the NASA administrator, he just said we're going to move it back, but he didn't. I can't see anything where he said why it is that we're changing the time frame.
Well, one of the things was that was the I don't know if you mentioned this, the spacesuits that are needed for Mars, which are very different from what's needed for just going up to the space
station. We're talking about going to the moon, though, not to Mars. Did I say Mars?
I mean the moon. No. I said that the wrong way. No, the moon. It's very different, so they're not going to be ready until April 2025. So
what do you mean? Spacesuits are different now than they were then? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, the technology, sure, yeah.
Well, but
if they all survived up there. Some have the same old outfit. Vintage.
Well,
sure. Vintage, yeah. From the 70s.
Vintage space of the 60s even. I don't know. I
gives them some discount sushi on a Monday, too. Just stack the odds against them.
All right, this fellow who was the QAnon, he was the most famous of the QAnon members, Jacob Chansley. He went into the Senate chamber shirtless, wearing horns. We've all seen that picture, right?
Horn guy. Common. Yeah. Right. He went to every protest. Everybody likes to say he's like Mr. Q, but he was seen at Black Lives Matter. He was seen at all these things that do not line up. He was at all of these protests.
What does this guy do for a living?
Isn't he the one that his mom had to fight his battle because he didn't want to eat the food in prison?
Because it wasn't organic.
Because he has to have organic food. What kind of protester are you? If you're a career protester, dang it, you don't eat organic.
Well, is that the kind of people, is that who went to protest? People who don't have jobs and they don't do anything else?
The people who were prosecuted up in New Jersey didn't seem to have much employment, so I don't know.
There were a lot of people. There were a lot of people there who were there legitimately for, you know, the right reason, for their peaceful right to protest,
yeah,
but just wandered into the Capitol like idiots. And those people all have jobs. They just happen to wander in. The troublemakers are the ones that you want to, really look at. The ones who,
A troublemaker?
Yes, of course. He came to a protest dressed in horns. But the point is, he goes to multiple protests. This is, what he does for a living.
How do people survive? I'll bet you he's on every unemployment, government program, every way he can get money somebody that scams the system. I'll bet he's on, and then he's going to protest that the government.
Well, the other thing that's, I don't know if the other one that made news this week is the guy who is seeking asylum in Belarus. It's like, homeboy, can't you pick a better place to go than Belarus?
It's hot. It's a horrible place.
And then
I've been there.
Nobody will come for him there.
Belarus is awful. So
you know why he's
looking
for asylum
there? Well, then I guess he walked from the border, right? From across the border from Ukraine into Belarus.
The reason that there are a lot of people who are afraid to go into jail is because of what's happening to the people. So this happened on January 6th. There are still people who are sitting in jail who have not been given a trial, who are allowed 1 hour of daylight every single day, and who are being kept in solitary confinement for this.
All right.
It's ridiculous. Say what you will about Marjorie Taylor Greene. She's the only member of Congress who went and actually visited these people. Woo-hoo. They aren't being allowed to go to church. They're not being allowed to practice their free speech. They're being held literally in, the craziest of ways. And for what? We're acting like, I'm not trying to say that they did the right thing here, but when you put it side by side with some of the protesters over the summer who were bailed out by our vice president, it just doesn't seem like it's the same. I don't know.
It just doesn't seem like everybody's being treated the same. It's very strange.
Well, I'm going to give you an
example. If
this
was an army of black people who had mobbed, who had done this on January 6th, we wouldn't even be hearing stories about who wants organic food. And
if it were a mob of black people, they wouldn't be in prison because none of them were actually arrested. No, I don't think that's true at all.
Okay.
I don't think that's true at all. Look at all the people who protested, burned down police stations, burned up police cars, and those people are still out walking the street. So... I don't know.
I'm convinced that this whole thing is much ado about nothing when it comes down to brass tacks.
Symbolically, it's not about nothing.
No, but I want to dig into this a little bit more because as a result of this, I started nosing around. I did this. You always are calling me a clickbaiter because I take the opportunity sometimes to go further.
His favorite hobby is infecting his
further.
Computer.
No. But this didn't infect my computer. It affected and maybe infected my brain. When I started looking at some cases here in New England, namely Massachusetts, New Hampshire, and Rhode Island, there are people in jail right now who have been sitting in a county jail for 2 years, according to the Innocence Project. 2 years. Never had a hearing, never have been charged. They're just sitting in jail waiting for their first hearing in court. 2 years.
Rikers Island, which people think of as like Alcatraz, it's not. Rikers Island is a holding cell. It's not even hardened criminals who are there serving out sentences.
Yeah, they're waiting.
It's people who either can't pay their bail, which is a huge problem, and people who sit there for 2 years and don't have a trial. I mean, this happens all around
the
country. This isn't exclusive.
I don't think it is either.
Pandemic certainly slowed things down.
Yeah, shutting courts
down
for a year was pretty stupid.
Yeah.
That didn't help.
How are these people? We talk about justice and, equal justice for all. These people have no money, and they just sit there. Why are they there? Why do we want them there?
Getting out, yeah.
And the longer they sit there, the less money they have because they can't earn enough.
And the more money it costs us.
Well, do you know how many people who have a mortgage who are stuck in there and they've maybe refinanced their house already? They lose their house because they can't pay a small amount of bail.
Who's paying attention to this?
A lot of local lawmakers are. I mean, this is something, I know you don't like AOC, but this is something she's been screaming about for years. Island is in her district.
I like to take...
It's a big problem.
On one at a time. So my problem with AOC is that she's a grandstander, but I think she does represent, it would seem, many of the interests of the people who have elected her, and that's what they're supposed to do. Speaking of that, in New Hampshire, the governor is Chris Sununu. His father was a big-time Republican operative. He was New Hampshire governor once. Then he went to work for George Bush, the father. And he served other administrations. I remember having conversations, two or three of them, with him. He was okay, but a little too far to the right for me. I'm kind of in the middle. I tend to be a little more to the right than the left. But he was off the charts. Now comes his son, who has this month signed the most... we keep talking about down south and the abortion stuff and how restrictive some of the laws are. Look at the bill this guy just signed. If you think that some of the southern states have restrictive, ridiculous abortion laws, look at this one in New Hampshire. And he was going to run for the U.S. Senate, but he's not that bright. And so after he signed the bill, he made a big deal out of it. The public outcry, remember the slogan in New Hampshire, live free or die. And this guy, the bill that he signed is exactly...
He's actually wanting to run for president, Doug.
Oh, is that what he wants to do? He won't get out of New Hampshire running for president.
He should be focusing on New Hampshire COVID cases.
Thank you.
COVID is just, the whole state is so red it's practically purple now. I mean, with COVID cases, when you look at the COVID maps, that's what he should be focused on.
What do you know about Sununu, Jennifer?
A lot. He's not really. It's John Sununu, who is his dad. Chris Sununu. He's pretty popular in New Hampshire, but what's really, he's not very well liked right now in the Republican circles because they wanted him to run for Senate because he had a real chance of beating out, what's her name? Is it Kelly Ayotte that's up there?
Isn't it Jean Shaheen?
I think you could be right. Anyway, so she, or Maggie Hassan, that's who it is, sorry.
Hassan, yeah, she's another.
I know. Shaheen Hassan. Anyway, so they thought that he had a really good chance of beating her. All the polling indicated that, and so they were looking at him as someone who could do it. And he said, well, I'm going to go to Washington, D.C., but in another way. And so then people are saying, oh, he wants to run for president in 2024. He doesn't want to be bogged down with the Senate. So
he's received death threats over this abortion thing. That I know. All right. Anyway, 46 past the hour. Don't forget about our American Family Farmer program every week and weekend. There's much discussion. Matter of fact, the current podcast, which is a summary of the conversation that we've had most recently in the American Family Farmer, looks at food sovereignty and the state of Maine moving from New Hampshire into Maine and how that has become part of the state's constitution. If you haven't heard the we had that talk here, I think. We delved into a little bit on the DJV program, talking about how the state of Maine has codified allowing their citizens to buy seeds that they want. Imagine this in America. Buying seeds that they want, growing food that they want, eating what they want. Can you imagine that not being the rule of the law, but the five big agribusinesses, including Monsanto and Bayer, are trying to corral. What's that?
I think it'll happen. I think the government, if the government continues on its current trajectory, it's absolutely something.
They'll be controlling everything we do. Everything. The big grocery chains, you have no choices when it comes to food. Unless, you know, even if you grow in your backyard, they want you to not, you know, they want to.
But this administration has not been heading in that direction, though. I mean, they're even trying to prevent the publishing houses from becoming one area where we get all of our books.
Well, they're
from.
Trying to break things
up. I don't
up.
Know.
Anyway.
Yeah, this
all
is
about
not
control and big pharma's power. They're playing right into it. Lots of
listen people to the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts. Time for you to get great discounts on all MyPillow products. If you go to MyPillow.com right now, click on the Radio Listener Specials page, go to that box, put in DJV, you'll get deep discounts on MyPillow's mattress toppers, towels. They have slippers, dog beds, even high-quality blankets. For example, the offer right now is buy one, get one free on the Giza Dream Sheets. All MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. My favorite is the MyPillow pillow. I love that. But also the sheets and the, I just like them all. Slippers are great, too. And the reason they are, because they're so well made. Made in America, folks. All MyPillow products made in America. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials page. Buy one, get one free offer on the Giza Dream Sheets. Discounts up to 65% if you use the DJV code for great MyPillow specials at MyPillow.com.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
My doctor told me my blood pressure is borderline. I figured I could worry about it or do something about it. So I took control with Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula. It works safely and naturally to help maintain healthy blood pressure with a custom blend of garlic, vitamins, and minerals. And it's odor-free. I'm taking charge with Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural reference is only the garlic in the product. Use it.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Al Averoa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. Nobody wants to run out of money in retirement. That's why I'm going to share something that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. With our investment strategy, when the stock market goes up, you earn a market-linked return that locks in every year. And when the stock market goes down, your investments won't lose a dime. There are no unnecessary fees, and it works for your investments, money at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500 and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Angie's List is now Angie, and caring for your home just got easier. Whether you need help with routine maintenance or a dream remodel, Angie makes it easy to see reviews, compare quotes, and connect with top local pros who can get the job done right. Plus, you can see upfront pricing and instantly book hundreds of projects. No phone tabs, just the work you need done at a time that works for you. Angie's got your to-do list covered from start to finish. Book your next home project today at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
All right, 53 past the hour now on the DJV program. Time for a visit from our pal Nick Miles. His website, rautoexpert.com, loaded with all kinds of helpful information, tips on buying a car, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So you've been in North Carolina at the Golf? Is that the Volkswagen Golf, or you've been playing golf?
Golf, this is the last year for the Golf, Doug. It goes away this year, but they're still making the GTI, the eighth generation of the GTI, which, by the way, has been around since 1983, and the Golf R. So there are still versions of the Golf, but they're only the higher-end versions for the sports young and reckless of those. But the original Golf is gone.
What's the best-selling Volkswagen at the moment?
It is the Tiguan, which is the sort of mid-size or the smaller compact SUV. That's what SUVs actually make up about 60-70% of their sales. You know, mm-hmm. Of course, it used to be the Passat and the Jettas of the world. Yeah. That used to be their business, but now it's all SUVs and baby strollers and soccer. That's what all the VWs are about.
I told you, my daughter has a Passat, I think, a wagon. It was a diesel, and they got it just at the time when all the diesel hoopla took place. And they like it because she likes, she sort of grew up on British cars and diesels and gearboxes and stuff, so that's why they had it. And it's been very serviceable. I think it's an okay machine, still is.
They do make great little cars. I mean, they're very clever at making small little cars. And it was interesting to know that the USA is the only place in the world that the new GTI is available in a manual and an automatic. And so much of people saying, well, manuals don't matter anymore because 40% of the people that buy the GTI buy it in a manual. So hooray for the manual. It still survives and people are still buying it.
Yep. All right. There's a Carfax research project that shows you, the consumer, which vehicles are more likely to need repairs. So does this affect when you're buying a new car or a used car? Does it really affect sales, this kind of information?
I think so. People don't
You know, they forget that new cars are not infallible to breaking down. They still happen. They still break down. They still have problems. And it's interesting to look at what cars have the worst amount of repairs in their first year. Interestingly enough, it's what Americans tend to buy most of, which is those big trucks. They yeah. tend to have the biggest problems in the first year. And there's something to be said for those of us that wait a couple of years until the cars have gone through their first, you know, 2 or 3 years
before incarnation.
I mean, I know you don't buy new. You wait until somebody has run it in for a few years before you buy it.
And I reject the value. And if it's a car, I make sure the car has been well cared for. I know the story of it. I buy it from a reliable dealer who's a friend. And frankly, the car that I have now that was 2 years old when I bought it a year ago, I wouldn't, I might change my rule because it's such a fantastic car and I like it so much and it doesn't look any different from the cars they're producing now. So why the heck would I get rid of it if I'm happy with it? You know, but you gotta know.
You think about those full-size SUVs like the Suburbans and those type of things. They're 25% more likely to have new maintenance in the first year or so because they have more parts and they're bigger and you know they have more problems. So 25% more likely to have some sort of repair in the first year. And the little trucks, the things like the Nissan Frontier, they're the vehicles that they don't need as much work in the first year because
the Ranger, the problems. Ford Rangers. How well do they sell those Rangers?
The Rangers are a pretty good seller. Those little trucks are good sellers. The one thing that I think you need to look at carefully is the price quite often of those things because by the time you put all the gear on that you want, they sometimes get up to the same price as the full-size truck. You've got to be careful that you don't pay too much for one of those. I mean, the Frontier, I always say, is a great price because the Frontier actually starts just about $23,000, $24,000, $25,000 around there. And it's the least expensive, and it's made in Tennessee. So it's a good truck. And the Tacoma is the bulletproof truck in that class, the Toyota Tacoma. That's made in Texas, I think, and that's always a bulletproof truck in that class. They're all made in America, those trucks, and they're all pretty good. But if you start stacking them up with all the extra gear, you'll get to the same price as those full-size trucks in that class. You've got to be careful.
Yeah, right, exactly. Well, it depends on your size, I guess, as to how you like them or use them. That's for sure. I have a couple on the farm for the smaller people to drive, and they like them. All right. Have a safe trip back to the West Coast. Nick Miles, rautoexpert.com is his website. He's the man in the know and on the go at 59 past the hour.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.